Members, the Senate will come to order. The Secretary will call the roll.
Ahlquist, Anderson, Berryhill, Blakeslee, Calderon, Canella, Corbett, Correa, De Leon, DeSaunier, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMalfa, Leno, Ted Lieu, Carol Lieu, Lowenthal, Negrete McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Runner, Simidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Members, a quorum is present. Members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery, please rise. Members, please rise, stand by your desks. We'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfie, after which, please remain standing. Senator Berryhill will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Good morning. Every generation is presented with a crisis it cannot anticipate, challenges it must rise to and confront. No stranger to difficulty, President Lincoln addressed Congress in 1862 with this sage advice. He said, "The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we might rise to the occasion. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. We turn to the Holy One for guidance and wisdom. We pray that our hearts and minds be open to create new paths to prosperity. May we rise to the challenges that face us with renewed creativity and passion. May this be God's will. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mona. Same to you. Bye-bye.
22.
Members, we'll go to privileges of the floor. Privileges of the floor. Senator Dutton, for what purpose?
Yeah, Madam President, just wanted a little announcement to members.
Can Senator Dutton have your attention? Thank you. Thank you.
Yesterday, we had a very nice presentation of a portrait of former or our esteemed former colleague, Senator Dave Cox. And it's now in display in Cox's clubhouse, and I just wanted to let the members know it. Maggie was here. Had some nice representation from the, down in San Diego, University of San Diego, where David actually attended. And so anyway, I just wanted the members to know that there's a portrait of Dave in there as part of the tribute to Dave and his service to the people of California. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cox. A beautiful portrait also. Members, any other announcements, introductions? Otherwise, we'll move on to messages from the governor. They'll be deemed read. Messages from the Assembly will be deemed read, and reports of committees will be deemed read. And we are at motions and resolutions. Are there any items to be taken up under motions and resolutions? And we'll keep moving through. The first reading of bills will be deemed read, and we'll go to consideration of the daily file. Senator Rubio, I believe you want to take up item 4 this morning. The clerk, secretary will read.
Senate concur resolution 9 by Senator Rubio relative to the Fresno Food Expo.
Thank you, Madam President. I ask for concurrence and assembly amendments for SCR 9 declaring March 11, 2011 as Fresno Food Expo Day. The assembly amendments are very significant in that they only added co-authors. And so, Senators, I'd ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion, members, on file item 4? Any discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll.
Ahlquist? Aye. Anderson? Berryhill? Aye. Blakeslee? Calderon? Canella? Aye. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Aye. De Leon? DeSaunier? Aye. Dutton? Emerson? Aye. Evans? Fuller? Aye. Gaines? Hancock? Harmon? Aye. Hernandez? Aye. Huff? Aye. Kehoe? Aye. LaMalfa? Aye. Leno? Aye. Ted Lieu? Carol Lieu? Aye. Lowenthal? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Price? Aye. Rubio? Aye. Runner? Aye. Smidian? Steinberg? Aye. Strickland? Aye. Vargas? Aye. Walters? Aye. Wolk? Aye. Wright? Aye. Weiland? Aye. Yee? Yee, aye.
Members, will the Secretary will call the absent members.
Anderson? Blakeslee? Aye. Calderon? Aye. De Leon? Aye. Dutton? Aye. Evans? Gaines? Hancock? Ted Lieu?
One moment, Mr. Secretary. Members? Senate will come to order. The Secretary needs to hear the calls. Thank you.
Smidian.
Ayes 35, noes 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, we're going to move to file item 36. Senator Pavley, you're prepared to take that up now?
Yes, I am.
The Secretary will read. This is file item 36, members.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 10 by Assemblymember Dickinson relative to California Arbor Week.
Senator Pavley.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam President. Members, ACR 10 designates March 7th through 14th as California Arbor Week. March 7th marks the birthday of famed horticulturist Luther Burbank, so it is fitting we begin Arbor Week on his birthday. Since 1978, with the passage of the California Urban Forestry Act, the legislature has recognized the extremely high value of urban forests in addition to the rural and wildland forests. The legislature declared over 30 years ago that trees are a vital resource in the urban environment and are valuable economic assets in our neighborhoods. I ask for your support of ACR 10 creating California Arbor Week.
Members, any discussion on file item 36? Any discussion? Senator LaMalfa.
Thank you, Madam President. I join in support on this measure. Trees are a very key resource for much of California. And commenting on their carbon sequestration, that is an important factor as we look at as different environmental concerns are brought up. So I thank the author for bringing this bill forward that indeed trees in all forms are key to California, whether we're growing them or harvesting them and managing our forests well. So thank you. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much, Senator LaMalfa. Members, is there any objection to adopting the previous roll call? Any objection to adopting the previous roll call? Senator Anderson objects. All right, we'll call the roll.
Ahlquist?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
No.
Berryhill? Aye. Blakeslee? Aye. Calderon?
Aye.
Aye. Canella?
Aye.
Aye. Corbett? Correa?
Aye.
Aye. De Leon?
Aye.
DeSaunier?
Aye.
Dutton? Emerson? Aye. Evans? Fuller? Aye. Gaines? Hancock? Harmon? Aye. Hernandez? Aye. Huff? Aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Aye. LaMalfa? Aye. Leno? Aye. Ted Lieu? Aye. Carolu? Aye. Lowenthal? Aye. Nergetha McLeod? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Price? Aye. Rubio? Aye. Runner? Aye. Smidian? Steinberg? Aye. Strickland? Aye. Vargas? Aye. Walters? Wolk? Aye. Wright? Aye. Weiland? Aye. Yee? Yee, aye.
Members, members will, we will call the absent members. We'll call the absent members.
Dutton? Evans? Gaines? Hancock? Smidian? Walters?
Members, ayes are 33, noes are 1. The resolution is adopted. Members, any other business on the file to be taken up this morning? Any other business? Seeing none, then we'll move. Seeing none, we'll move on to motions and resolutions. Are Senator Correa? Senator Correa? Senator Correa? You have an adjournment in memory this morning. You want to take it up now?
Yes.
Thank you. Senator Correa.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Senators, please join me today adjourning the memory of Specialist Jason Weaver, 22-year-old resident of Anaheim who was killed last week in Afghanistan. He loved Orange County, his home, saying that it was everything and more to him. His friends speak of him as a soldier who always led the way for his team and was just as quick to protect them. In his short life, he earned 10 medals.
Senator Correa, one moment, please. Members, Senator Correa is adjourning in memory of a Californian. Can we have a little attention? Members, you want to take your seats? Thank you.
Thank you. In his short life, he earned 10 medals and other awards during his service, including the Army Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medals, and medals for participating in Afghanistan campaign and the global war on terror. He was months away from coming home, and unfortunately, God called him to a higher duty. I ask that all of you join in his memory. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Correa, for remembering him. The desk will need the name, please. And we join you in offering our condolences to his family. Members, any other announcements, adjourned memories? Seeing none, then Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much. Madam President, the Senate will be on the call of the President pro tem beginning today. And I ask all members to be on call tomorrow, to be ready to come back possibly to session at about 2 o'clock, not calling session for 2 o'clock. I'm just trying to be sensitive to people's schedules and say you ought to at least be able to get back by 2 o'clock and to be on call as well throughout the weekend. The Monday session will begin earlier than usual at 11 o'clock. The Democratic caucus will meet very briefly in the Maddie Lounge right after session. Thank you.
Steinberg and Senator Dutton.
Yeah, a brief Republican caucus in Caucus Clubhouse immediately following.
Thank you, Senator Dutton. Republican and Democratic caucus immediately upon recess. Members on call tomorrow, perhaps 2 o'clock and each day of the weekend. Democratic and Republican caucus, we're in recess.